All right, hello everybody, and welcome to Yachting International Radio. Today I am with Niels Klarenbeek, who's the director of Mets Trade. And this, of course, is just before Mets Trade Connects takes place next week. So it's taking place on the 10th of December. And today we're going to go through exactly what the event is going to include and how it's all going to work. So, Niels, if you'd like to introduce yourself, that would be fantastic.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me. My name is Niels Klarenbeek. I'm director for Mets Trade since April this year. So it has been a very special year for me in dealing with the show, which disappointingly couldn't happen this year. I'm not new at Rye. I have been working with other trade shows within the Rye company. I have been working with the Remotec, which is on automotive parts remanufacturing. But I do have a history with Mets Trade. I'm a keen sailor myself, and I'm very pleased to lead the strong team at Mets Trade.
Okay, fantastic. And what a year to start that position. That's quite
for sure. For sure, yes. It has been a roller coaster ride all over. And we were able to make the final call in the end of August. And afterwards, with hindsight, of course, we were very pleased that we made that call that early already in August. It enabled clients to abort their preparations, and it gave us the opportunity to put much more emphasis on our time in investing our time in the new Mets Trade Connect event.
Yeah, absolutely. So I visit the show every year, so I had anticipations for it at the start of the year, and to see this virtual version, should we say, taking place was great. But if you could just start by giving us an overview of exactly what Mets Trade Connect is going to include and what we can kind of expect.
Yeah, thank you. Mets Trade Connect, we'd like to offer the industry something which is supplementary to the physical trade show. Of course, many of our visitors and attendees and exhibitors have been very much loyal customers and have been around for many editions of Mets Trade. And we all know that Mets Trade has a very much product-focused event. While Mets Trade Connect is going to be a content-driven event, so we have the ability to talk about products, talk about developments. It's going to be on the 10th of December. Our audience need to log in to our Mets Trade Connect platform. On the platform, you will be seeing plenty of content, but also it's as we all need to log in, it recognizes who is there and enables our audience to make connections and appointments with each other. So hopefully the entire industry is going to meet at a single platform on the 10th of December. The content we are providing, and that's quite a lot, is going to be like the visitor magnet. We are going to offer plenty of items, whether you're in yacht design or in construction material, or your focus on a super yacht. I think there is something in it for everybody. But still, it also gives you the opportunity to reach out to fellow industry professionals, clients or suppliers, find a breakdown of who is going to be there. And it's going to be very much a live experience. At the Rye Center, we have built our very own television studio. And from the studio, the program will be broadcasted, of course, with elements of with certain virtual elements, because we can't have anybody at the Rye Center. Many of them are going to be zooming in, but it's going to be an exciting program.
Okay, so could we go more into the whole networking element? So, I mean, this is a big topic for myself. I've just started the British Marine Digital Networking event. But also, last year I saw there was the matchmaking service and used that. And so this year that's going to be kind of a huge focus. It's going to be a huge part of it.
Yeah.
So how does it work? How would I find people to have conversations with?
On purpose, we have branded the event MatchTrade Connect because indeed you will be enabled to make plenty of connections. When you register for the event, you need to identify yourself and you need to add certain profile questions. So that allows the system to have an overview, okay, who are you and what is your background and what is your profile in the marine industry. During the event, you'll be able to trace down who else is here. And in times where handshakes are no longer possible, on our platform, we offer the opportunity to have a virtual handshake. So that's without any risk, and we encourage anyone to make as many handshakes as possible. If you would find somebody you'd like to reach out to, you can invite him by clicking on a handshake, him or her, of course, when the invitation is accepted. Without leaving the platform, you'll be able to get into one-to-one video calls immediately. There is an opportunity, of course, also to set appointments together and schedule those up front. So that's what you can do yourself, and that's why we encourage anyone to complete their profiles as good as they can, with as much as information, and make yourself stand out from your within the industry. On the other hand, there is our artificial intelligence, which can help you because the system recognizes your profile and will automatically recommend other individuals to you. And the more of your activity on the platform, the system get a better understanding about who you are and will start making more recommendations. If you receive a recommendation, you'll be able to, of course, you choose yourself whether you are going to make that handshake, yes or no. But then again, it works the same way when your handshake, your invitation is accepted. You will be able to get engaged in these discussions with these counterparts. So that's the matchmaking element. It all depends on and all relies on the profiles delivered by the audience, whether you're a regular MatchTrade visitor or exhibitor.
Yeah, and what a fantastic use of AI and tech to filter through thousands and thousands of people and say, these 5 people, these 10 people throughout the day are the ones you want to speak to and have quite serious business conversations.
Yes. And that's where, of course, the show couldn't go on this year, but you should look into virtual elements which have added value, and we feel that this is for sure something which will be here to stay. And we are very excited how it will be experienced during the day of 10th December.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so you also have 2 award shows taking place. So we've got
the
Dame Design Award and the Boat Builder Award. How will those shows work?
Yeah, I'm very proud that the Dame jury was formed of, they reinvented the Dame Award for this year. They have, because you must understand that usually the physical products, the applications they send in, their physical product, they ship it to Amsterdam, and the jury had a physical meeting where all of these products were looked from all angles, and they had this extensive jury meetings held in Amsterdam, and of course all of that is no longer possible. So they were able to set up an entire new set of competition elements with rules and regulations. It's going to be called the R&D Excellence in Adversity Award. It's only going to be one category this year. But the jury has received plenty of applicants, and they will be presenting those virtually during Matchfit Connect, live from the studio. We will be having a few shortlisted companies, and they will be invited to join in through a video connection. So, of course, it will be very different from the physical award ceremonies which used to take place in Amsterdam at Matchfit. I'm confident that we're going to make a very nice experience out of this.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you touched on it with Matchfit Connect is actually something that's here and here to stay. But what are your expectations for Matchfit in the future? Do you see a kind of hybrid event taking place and a bit of both? Yes. Or how's that going to work?
Yes, of course. We are thrilled to organize the show next year under the conditions which will be there at the time. But if you now, compare the two elements, and especially the networking element, I think post-COVID there will be, if there's one thing we learn, is that the visitor of trade shows, whether it's Matchfit or any other trade show, they like to prepare themselves. They like to have a full agenda and make sure that they will utilize the time at a trade show as efficiently as possible. I think the program we are now offering is just that. It allows you to very much prepare your day, getting those connections in. I think it's inevitable for the event the next year that certain exhibitors, certain visitors would not be able to come. And within that perspective, they will have the ability to join in virtually with Matchfit Connect. So I strongly believe that Matchfit Connect is here to stay, and we will be seeing elements on the physical trade show which will also be broadcasted live to all corners of the world, where there will be marine professionals who couldn't make it to come over to the show but still can enjoy the Matchfit content and the Matchfit flavor.
Absolutely fantastic. So I love this whole efficiency element of boat shows and the digital in terms of time and expenses and things like that for all the visitors, especially with business-to-business side of things. It is fantastic. So Niels, look, thank you very much for coming on. This event is on the Thursday, the 10th of December, so next week. You can register for tickets on matchtrade.com. I believe they are free.
Yes, yeah. They have a value of €95, but we've chosen this year to offer it for free. Yes, I encourage anybody to get online, complete your profile. In fact, the platform is already open, so you can already start making schedule those appointments for the day of the 10th December, and we already see that happening. And look forward to seeing all of you and your audience participating in our event next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Niels, for coming on the Yachting International Radio. Everybody, you've been listening to Flagship Digital Insights on Yachting International Radio. I will see you again next week, but bye for now.